The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, September 5th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. As usual, I'm going to have a themed day today. I'm going to talk about this. It's not a debacle. It's a situation that is happening regarding the U.S. Embassy pronouncement. The U.S. State Department names the Bahamas as a visa application hub. That's what the conversation is going to be about. But I'm going to enter the conversation reading the Tribune. The Tribune is September 5th, the headline today, which says, no entry to Haitians coming for U.S. visa. Then I'm going to move to the Nassau Guardian, which there is a response. The headline, government bars Haitian seeking U.S. visa. And I'm going to have a discussion about that. This is a time those with knowledge about this should be Googling and getting some facts to participate in this conversation as I try to maybe explain, try to glean some new questions, try to have our government to explain what is happening and why people are raising alarm or concern, or in short, whether there's any concern. So let's start off with the article. Again, this is the Tribune, right? It says, the Davis administration says it will not allow Haitian nationals to enter the Bahamas to apply for U.S. visas, insisting that a new American policy designating Nassau as the processing site will not change this country's entry rules. In a statement, the Office of the Prime Minister noted that the U.S. in June, now I want you to note that date, restricted Haitian nationals from entering its borders. Against the backdrop, it says that yesterday's announcement that Haitian immigrants' visa application will be processed at the U.S. Embassy in Nassau will result in no additional entries to the Bahamas for the purpose of U.S. visa applications, because the U.S. policy fully restricts entry to their country by Haitian nationals. We will not grant entry to the Bahamas for the purpose of applying for a U.S. visa. The combination of the State Department naming Nassau as the processing site, Washington's ban on Haitian nationals entering the U.S., and the Bahamian government's refusal to, and it continues on page 2, to admit them for visa purposes, created a messy picture yesterday. Speaking in Exuma, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis reinforced the government's position, saying the Bahamas will not be used for visa processing. We are not going to be just used for the purpose of allowing asbestos, because what happens if someone here and that the visa is denied, he said. there is no need to come to the Bahamas. Visas, you can go online and apply. If you meet the criteria, it would be done. He said Haitian nationals already require Bahamian visas, and the government has been reviewing stricter entry requirements for the past 6 months, with further tightening to come. It was tightened at the time, and we will tighten again. The new U.S. policy posted on the State Department's website takes effect on November 1st and follows a suspension of routine visa services. I want you to note that November 1st date, by the way. Routine visa services in Port-au-Prince amid Haiti's worsening instability. The decision to make Nassau the processing post had triggered widespread concern on social media about its implications for the Bahamas. The State Department announcement followed a series of immigration restrictions President Donald Trump introduced earlier this year as part of his second administration. Those measures, framed as national security protections, limited travel from Haiti and other countries at the time. Mr. Trump said high overstay rates and large numbers of Haitians entering the U.S. illegally justified the move. And we'll continue there. And I want to read this into the record, just because I made that point, that there was a ban, it seems, by the U.S. president listing several countries or banning several countries' entry into the United States. It says, as of June 9th, 2025, there is a full suspension of entry to the United States for Haitian nationals, including both immigrants and non-immigrants, due to presidential proclamation signed by President Trump. This restricts individuals with Haitian passports from entering the United States for any purpose effective immediately. Also, there was a list of countries that the ban also included, and I'll try to get that list. So let's talk about that for a minute. Currently, the Bahamas government, we have a visa for Haitian nationals. That means the Haitian nationals got to pay a fee, and if they get the visa, they are able to enter the Bahamas. The American Embassy, or State Department, has making it so that the Bahamas will become a hub for those persons who are applying from Haiti for particular visas, and there's different types of visas, of course, right? That they will have to come to the Bahamas and have that application done. Our government, by the Prime Minister and Office of the Prime Minister, I can read that. I'm going to have Kermit play that record, that recording shortly. Mentions that there will not be an increase of Haitian nationals coming to the Bahamas. In fact, they mentioned that because the U.S. has a ban, I think the ban is going to be lifted in November because they use a November date. So I think this pronouncement that is being issued is for the date in the future that come November 1st, that they will be processing Haitian applications again. And they will now be using the Bahamas as a hub. I see the Prime Minister in an interview mentioned that one does not have to come to the Bahamas to apply for a U.S. visa. But I think the law, and I can try and get to read that too, to get a U.S. visa, the new law for the United States is that you need to have an in-person interview, right? So that means that whoever is applying for visas need to come to a U.S. embassy. So it's not an online thing. And I'm assuming that our prime minister and the leaders that be our politicians are aware of that, that the process for U.S. Visas is an in-person interview, right? My question today, and let me have Kermit cue that. It didn't come through, Kermit? No? Let me see if I can send it again. It was a response by the Office of Prime Minister, by the Director of Communication, looking right now to see if I sent it, Kermit. It says it's not opening. Oh, okay. Let me see if I can play it from here, right? It's from the Director of Communication. My concern is who should have responded to this concern? We have a Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We know that. It working yet? No? Okay, we have the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have a Ministry of Foreign Affairs that usually responds to these situations. So I await an official response. Instead, we had the Office of the Prime Minister basically state a policy of the government. And I assume that some nuances are there on who should respond. But the idea is that the Office of the Prime Minister responds. But let me play this. This is from the Director of Communication.
In June of this year, the United States issued a policy fully restricting and limiting the entry of Haitian nationals to the United States. In light of that policy, today's announcement that the immigrant visa applications by Haitians to the United States can only be processed at the U.S. Embassy in Nassau will result in no additional entries to the Bahamas for the purpose of a U.S. visa application. Because the U.S. policy fully restricts entry to their country by Haitian nationals, we will not grant the entry to the Bahamas for the purpose of any applications applying for a U.S. visa.
Okay, it ends there, right? I'm assuming in the future, using that November date when this will take an effect, right? That when we talk about Haitians at this present time, when a Haitian national is applying for a U.S. visa, they would have to first apply for a Bahamian visa to come to the Bahamas, and the Bahamian people can deny it or accept it, right? Once the Haitian national meets the criteria. Part of that criteria, I assume, is that they know how long they could be into the Bahamas, where they plan to stay when they come to the Bahamas. And also, I assume if it's going to be for a U.S. visa and the Haitian national present that information to the immigration official, they will ask, where is your visa appointment? When they satisfy all of that, yes, this person is actually has an appointment to go to the United States because they presented whatever the information is. I assume that we can even verify it, have some kind of communication with the U.S. Embassy. And when that is satisfied, then the Bahamian immigration officer will either accept or deny the visa or beforehand, and then they enter the Bahamas where you accept or deny, and they go about their way, right? Like I said, we know that the United States policy is that you have to come and have an interview in person. I want to also say that there are different types of visas. There's student visas. There's people who are applying for citizenship, people who are applying for permanent residence going to the United States. There are also people who need to take medical exams in order to get a permanent resident and citizenship, right? So the Bahamas has now become the hub for even the medical exams. Haiti no longer has a place to take any medical exams for them to go into the United States, right? I think we have one place in New Providence and another place in Grand Bahama. If you were trying to apply to become a citizen or a permanent resident, you go to that particular doctor, they do whatever they got to do, and then you use that file to turn into the United States. So yes, the Bahamas has now become a hub for that, right? So now we are now trying to iron out the process of what's happening. I believe that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs should have answered this issue and not the Office of the Prime Minister. I appreciate the Prime Minister's initial commentary that we won't be forced to allow anyone to come to the Bahamas. But we have systems already, systems to allow people how to come to the Bahamas. And if our systems are not working in terms of our visa, correct that, right? Correct that. But I believe that also, I don't think the U.S. Embassy or the States Department would have made an announcement without communicating with our government. I have a concern. If that is true, then our government needs to say that this was not communicated to us at all. Nobody told us that the U.S. Embassy is going to use our country as a hub. I'm not sure if that necessarily happened. I think the U.S. Embassy communicates all the time. So, by the way, we're going to have you all as a hub, eh? And this is how the process do. You all have any concerns? Can you, if you all need to put any policies in place, we're going to make this announcement. Apparently, this announcement was done in July. And now it's just coming to light. But we'll get to there. I have some texts. I'm going to the lines right now because I have a lot of people calling. I'm sure they have their concerns and their opinions on this. But I just wanted to iron out some stuff. One, I think that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs should have answered this. I'm still waiting on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to give an official announcement for the government. I appreciate the announcement by the Office of the Prime Minister, right? Speaking on behalf of the Prime Minister. But we have professionals who are diplomats who understand the nuances in dealing with the U.S. Embassy. I think that perhaps we may be tight in terms of our response, right? We should be vague in our response in order for us to investigate to find out what is the U.S.'s policy. We know how the U.S. go when we make our pronouncements and we didn't do our research properly. We saw that when we respond to a news article without researching. And I say, I'm just a little concerned. Let's go to the first caller, Kermit. Good morning, Guardian Radio AM. Turn down your radio. This is Guardian Radio AM, C.A. Nuri.
Good morning, Brother Nuri.
Good morning to you, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing well,
Yeah, first thing, the government has officially responded to this situation with a U.S. announcement.
Yes, the office.
That is by the Prime Minister's office, the highest office.
The Office of
Foreign Affairs. Right.
The Office of the Prime Minister responded and stated Let's go back and forth. The Office of the Prime Minister responded that since the United States are not allowing any Haitian nationals into their country, they won't be allowing any Haitian nationals to enter for applying for U.S. visa. That was the statement.
Okay. Well, let's not get mixed up with application and processing. If they're coming here and they already have an application electronically, like even the humans, you know, we have to apply online, and then we get an appointment. We pay the fees. That means before we go to that embassy, that beautiful embassy now, since the second, on to process our applications, we have to process now. Once we have an appointment, the Haitians will be coming for processing, not for applying. If they are coming here, if they are already here, it's going to flush out who are here that have Haitian passport or the Haitian passport and Haitian passport, and they can apply. That will happen. We got almost 2 months. Yesterday is just the fifth, right? Until the first. So let's not get confused about applying and processing. If they have an official appointment for processing, why should they be denied to come and have it processed? Because they will have to show the immigration officer, I have an official business to do here, and if they have the date, say, well, they have to do it within a week, then they can be given an appointment, or they can be given entry, and they have to have a return ticket to go back home. What is your return ticket to go back to Haiti? And they can be given permission to be here until the date or the day after they have to return to Haiti. We need to get with doing our job as immigration officers and immigration department and police them. And we don't have to hurt our head over that because they have to pay the money and be here. And they don't have to get a long extended time and do the job and be gone because that's an official appointment wherever it is. Like they say, if you go into Canada, we have to apply online, and they don't have no Canadian embassy here or whatever. It was in Jamaica to go to school, everything. You have to do that. And it's the same process.
Okay.
But if they stay here longer, pick them up. That's all. We're not concerned about anything else. You have a nice day.
Yes. And I agree with you, Carla. There is a process. And like I said earlier, that the person would have to have an appointment, and the immigration officer at the border will ask, if you are coming here for a U.S. visa application, can I see your appointment notice? And we will grant them a Bahamian visa and allow them to do that process. But there are a number of persons that are concerned. The Office of the Prime Minister responded and said, no, they're not doing it. And I'm saying perhaps it was too soon to make an official response like that. November 1st soon come. I assume that the policy may change by then, and I think that we should have communicated with the U.S. State Department or the U.S. Embassy to clarify exactly what is happening. I'm assuming that the U.S. Embassy inform our government from the initial point that, hey, by the way, this will become the hub. And if you have any concerns, this is the time to adjust or voice your concerns. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Kermit, let's go to the next caller. Go, Guardian Radio AM, go ahead.
Yes, Nui, how you doing? It's Alan Johnson. Engage me on this a moment, Nui.
I'll do my best.
First of
the
all,
line's full.
This,
go ahead. Go ahead, 2 minutes.
Yeah, this exists, right? Right now, the Caribbean, what they call U.S. regional processing is in the Bridgetown, Barbados. And any CARICOM state, including citizens from Haiti, because Haiti is a CARICOM member, can go to Bridgetown, Barbados. Now the Bahamas comes as part of that. The U.S. is requiring does not negate its entry visa that the Bahamas requires for entry. And the only thing now is that you must first get a visa. The U.S. has nothing to do with setting the requirements for entry and exit outside of the Bahamas. So it's naturally assumed that you would have to get a Bahamian visa, and you could present your U.S. visa as proof to justify the length of your stay, because the processing of these type of visas now that it is here could take 2 weeks, right? And we could make sure that they have an accommodation, they could have the funds, and a return on onward ticket. It's all part of the process. Now, the people use the expression that the U.S. Is prohibiting Haiti, and it's not an outright prohibition. It bars most citizens of Haiti from entering the U.S., but you have dual citizens in Haiti, green card holders. And when I say citizens, we talk about thousands of people in Haiti that hold citizenship from one of another of the 200 countries around the world. They may live, they may work, they may do whatever in Haiti, and that is their point of entry. So this is not exclusively Haitians all the time. But let's ask ourselves the question. We used to require a visa from another country or something to get a Bahamian visa. We did away with that, right? And so essentially, with the visa requirement that we did away, the U.S. is now adopting, because essentially you don't get an appointment if you're exclusively a Haitian passport. You don't get an appointment unless you have dual citizenship or even have a passport or something from another country to even come into the Bahamas. So ask ourselves, we have a dozen flights, six regular commercial flights per week, plus multiple private flights that comes into the Bahamas. Isn't these hundreds, if not thousands, or 200 people per flight or whatever coming in, aren't they already moving to and from the Bahamas? We have an appointment or not? And so this response from government shows that they're ill-informed and most likely ill-prepared. Because, again, the conversation of this has been going on since, I think, March. And then another announcement was made in June or July, and then another one now. And so the problem we have is that it seemingly, as we said, that we have an immigration system that is ad hoc at best, because you don't have policies and requirements to actually address this that should already be in place. Because the U.S. government didn't say that you have a right to move free. In all of the other regions, like West, like I think they have West Africa, sometime my memories go, Europe, Abu Dhabi, Fuji, where they call all these regional processing offices, right, where other people go. Each of them have their requirements. They don't waive their requirements. Okay. Because the U.S. Embassy says that you have to come into their country. You still have to meet their entry requirements. But then, look, but Nui, are you aware of the requirements now for what Haitians now enter the Bahamas?
Not quite.
Right. So how all of a sudden we say, so essentially what we're saying is this. If you're coming for a U.S. visa, we will deny you. But if you're just coming to hang with us, to shop,
It was an odd response.
Come on.
It was an odd response, and this is what we're trying to hash out today. But I appreciate your contribution today. And the lines are full as we get. But also, the former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, also responded. I'm going to play that to hear his concern, right? Let's see if we get that up.
United Nations to interview for U.S. status. How long will Haitians be allowed to stay in the Bahamas while they await their status? How will the government monitor these Haitians? This This is very concerning to us because there's a possibility that hundreds if not thousands of individuals can travel via Bahamas Air or other airlines to New Providence through the U.S. Embassy for their visa interviews, etc. The Bahamas Immigration Department has already been embroiled and involved in corruption scandal, and will this further enhance corruption? And if many of these individuals remain within the Bahamian jurisdiction because of poor enforcement and not being able to find where they are located, then that would create additional stress and strain on our public services, health, education, social services. And we want the government to answer those questions.
Okay. There's a lot of concern by the government, by the former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis, on a regular process, right? I know I've had friends from Turks Island who come to the Bahamas all the time to the U.S. Embassy to seek to get their appointment to get a visa. I know I've had friends from Cayman who come to the Bahamas also to go to the U.S. Embassy here. So this is a regular process. But now that the U.S. government has announced that this will be happening, it seems that a number of Bahamians doesn't understand, and it seems like our politician doesn't understand the process neither, that they gone in a panic. And in their panic, they start responding. And I said, clearly, they don't understand what is happening right now. But let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, Nuri, good day. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
We're giving everybody 2 minutes a day.
So let me just get right to it without interruption. First and foremost, the chief diplomat, I note from your statement, your initial statement, you suggest that Foreign Affairs should have been the entity that that responded. The chief diplomat in the Bahamas and in any country around the world is the leader of that country. Okay? Fred Mitchell, he's the minister, substantive minister, but he's not the leader of the Bahamas. Okay? So the right to respond in any instances, in any, where the prime minister seeks, it's his prerogative to do so. And he's more than equipped to do so. In addition to that, he's very close with his minister of foreign affairs, who he appointed. And so I'm certain he would have consulted with him before the response went out. Secondly, the whole discussion over the last two or three callers has no application whatsoever to what the prime minister is establishing. First and foremost, the U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas does not set policy for the Bahamas.
They did not?
It does not set immigration.
The U.S. Embassy is not setting policy.
Let me make my point.
I can increase it. The U.S. Embassy made no mention of setting Bahamian policy. They have announced that their hub is now the U.S. Embassy. That's there, have they right? Surely. You there? Go ahead.
And it made assumes that the Bahamas government, it can only work, first and foremost, by assuming that the Bahamas government will allow persons from a country where the chief diplomat in that country itself, being President Trump, already stated they cannot enter the United States.
And let's engage again. And on November 1st, we know that they will be engaged and will be.
No, we don't know that.
You see, the U.S. Embassy has made an announcement that in the future, on November 1st, they're telling you now, on November 1st, they are allowing Haitian nationals to fly into the, not even fly in the Bahamas, that's not the part, to come into the Bahamas to apply for visa for those people to come into the United States.
But what gives them that right to think they can make that statement on behalf of the Bahamas government?
Two different things. They didn't know this was not on behalf of the Bahamas government.
Yes, it was.
No, hold on.
This is a sovereign country.
Let's walk through it. You ready? We can engage in?
Yes.
And have you talk?
Yes.
Now, let's say Cecil Jean, me, right? Making the name up. My parents in the United States is applying for me to get a permanent residence into the United States. I need that particular type of visa, right? The hub for me to apply for that particular visa is in the Bahamas.
Hold on. Stop right there, Cecil. Who determined that the Bahamas is a hub?
Let's talk about that. Turks and Caicos. When I was in school, Turks and Caicos did not have an embassy. Guess where they came to get a visa?
let's
hold on. I'm just asking you, just where they came to get their visa.
The Bahamas.
What the next one is? Cayman. Guess where they had to come to get their visa? So go ahead. You know where they had to come. They had to come to the Bahamas. The hub was here. They're now saying that Haiti no longer has a embassy there. The hub has been designated. The U.S. soil has been designated. That's the new hub. The Bahamas has their own policy in terms of entry. That's separate from the hub. Now, if the Bahamian government at the point of entry saying, hey, you did not meet the criteria to enter the Bahamas, that have nothing to do with the U.S. embassy changing the point from being a hub for the visa. That's two different entities. Two different entities doing two different things. However, if the person who is coming for the visa meet the criteria to enter the Bahamas as a tourist or whatever it is they want to enter as, then they said you say they have the money to they need to be to come into the Bahamas. They have the prerequisite documents, legal documents to come into the Bahamas, and now they're going to go to the U.S. embassy to apply. I see no problem. I just didn't see the problem. I don't know how to debate. There's two different entities you're trying to mix up. Let's go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, producer. Guiding Radio AM. Guiding Radio AM. You live? Go to the next caller. Guiding, that's you now, caller. Turn on your radio and join us in the conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yuri, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, man. You know, I want to agree with the majority of your callers. Except Mr. Andon, just now, who you greatly, in my opinion, corrected in explaining what the different processes are. And I heard him on an earlier show trying to propose this point that the U.S. Embassy decided to do something without consulting the Bahamian government first. And you clearly explained it that those are two different entities which have their sovereign rights to choose to do whatever they can do at their institutions. And the Bahamas, like you said, has its very own policies for entry into the Bahamas. That has nothing to do with what the U.S. Embassy is doing. And somebody else explained it very clearly, that there are multiple national visa centers across the globe that act as hubs for different countries that doesn't have a consulate or a physical embassy within their jurisdiction. Now, also, I just want to add this point in here. As it pertains to the travel ban that was announced in June, I don't think much people really went in depth or went on the State Department's website. You can check it out, travel.state.gov. Pertaining to this, there were exceptions to the travel ban and for the applications of visas. And some of those exceptions were for persons who are certain diplomatic and official visas, certain immediate relative immigrant visas, spouses, children, and parents of U.S. citizens. So we need to have the facts and the details before us as we try to speak, you know, in an informative way about this entire process and this issue that has caused everyone to go crazy around this country since yesterday. You have to understand also that the Haitian nationals, they are not making an application while in the Bahamas. In fact, their applications would have been submitted months or even years ago by their U.S. citizen family member, be it their parent, their child, or their spouse. They're simply coming over here to have the in-person interview done and document verification part of the process done. And also, because they'll be coming to the Bahamas, they will have to have a medical examination done, and they will need an appointment for that at Bay Street Medical. So we need to have the facts on the process. These persons are not coming in to apply, and in fact, they did not make the applications on their own. A family member made the application. It is designated that their cases be heard at the U.S. Embassy, Nassau. So they need entryway to the Bahamas. Now, whatever we set as the parameters and the requirements to gain entry into the Bahamas, that's a totally different story. But to think that these persons are simply coming here, applying for a non-immigrant visa, and that's another issue. We're hearing this word visa. I think if maybe they said these persons are coming for appointments for their green card or for their permanent residency cases that are pending, maybe we'd have seen it a little bit different. But we need to understand that. This is a process for persons who are coming for their appointments, for their green cards, for their permanent residencies, so that they can transition over to the United States. We have to infuse the facts in here, man. But continue with the show, man. I'm listening. You're making great points, and I agree with you 100%.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. I see the Langs callers. Don't hang up. I can come straight back to you, go to the text line, and the idea is to be informed. Enough. There's a number of people who are panicking over a regular process, a simple process. The Bahamas has their own rules. We have our own visa, right? Whenever the ban is lifted, whatever it is, we know that the U.S. Embassy said that they will be the hub, that people will be processing, transitioning through the Bahamas for their application. Now, if the Bahamas needs to tighten up their rules, let's tighten up our rules. But the idea is saying that we're not allowing nobody to come here to apply for U.S. visa, it's kind of odd. We'll be right back.
Look funny, all black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
No. Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man. We could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you say.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The new Guardian Radio Sunday is here with a full day of diverse programming, kicking off with the first and last word in sports, The Press Box with Naughty and Earl the Pearl, followed by Temple Time, Caribbean and Urban American gospel hits, Vital Voices, Sisters in Christ, and Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna. Remark with Garth Roseborough. Let's Talk Together in English with Lady T. Sundays starting at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist, they're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We'll speed it up to make sure everybody get a chance to join in this conversation. We have one or two texts I want to read in. It said, good morning, Nuri. We don't want any Haitians here, much less letting them come here to apply for an American visa. We already have a big Haitian problem. CA, you guys is going to cause Bahamians to become second-class citizens in our own country. Nobody is taking that serious. This text says, Trump bars most citizens of Haiti from entering the United States, not all, with some exceptions for dual citizens and green card holders. The ban primarily targets the visa application process, citing national security concerns. However, there are pathways for some Haitians to enter the United States, such as the Haitian Family Reunification Parole Program. Let's go to the callers. The line's full. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, Nui.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You have 2 minutes.
You know, 2 minutes. Thanks for the 2 minutes. I'm not surprised this been happening. You know, it's time for now to rectify it. The Haitian population be coming through the Bahamas and get a visa and go to the United States. They've been, my friend, them always say that. They beat up. We don't want to reside there. We just want to get out here and go to the United States. So they come to the protest. And now this process been happening. Now we got to find a way to rectify it and not be used again as a puppet. So this sort of thing is happening. It's good. And one way so we can rectify and govern our system. And who knows, no comes in our country, no who don't come in to a digitized process.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Okay. This text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. When my son was transitioning to Canada for college in 2019, in order to facilitate necessary biometrics and immigration processing, I had two options. One, travel to the United States to have him process, or two, travel to Jamaica. I chose the U.S. because it was more convenient for me and my family. And countries are designated hubs for the U.S. Embassy all the time. The Bahamas has now, the New Providence has now been designated. This is something typical, right? We have our own laws in terms of entering the Bahamas. I'm not sure why the knee-jerk response. I'm not sure why the knee-jerk response by the office of the Prime Minister. This is why I said, man, surely competent people at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, understanding that this is a normal occurrence, right, would have responded differently. I don't think that the people who responded were apt in terms of the various policies, the intricacies of dealing with diplomatic issues. And that was my concern. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Okay.
You're live, Ashu.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead. Turn on your radio and go ahead. You 2 minutes.
Hello.
Turn on your radio and go ahead. You have your 2 minutes.
Yes, could you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Turn on your radio and go ahead.
Rachel was usual, Fido.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't this be an issue if these were European migrants?
No.
Listen.
But mind you, the number of Bahamians are concerned about Haitian nationals in particular. That's why it was alarm. But the point is, with our prejudice and concern with the U.S., with the Haitian numbers, we have put on blinders on sensibilities. And that's my concern. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, Nuri, can I get my 2 minutes? You promise me?
Yeah, man, go ahead. Everything. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Let me ask you a question before I make my statement, Nuri. Do you think the Bahamas government, with its embassy or consulate office, can go anywhere in the United States and just dictate what it's going to do?
I believe.
Or do you think the embassy or consulate office of the Bahamas has to get all approvals from the requisite personnel in the United States before it can make any public pronouncement that it's going to do anything that it wants to do in their country?
I believe the U.S. embassy here is very competent. I believe they
no, answer oh, that question. That's
listen,
not my
listen,
question.
Listen. I believe they communicated with our government weeks ago. Weeks ago.
You believe that? Do you have proof of that?
Don't worry. We can invite them to come on. Do you have proof of that? Don't worry. We can invite the embassy people to come on, and I'm sure they can mention it. But then when you
that would be wholly inappropriate of them.
I'm sure they mentioned it to our government already. And that's why I said the
you
ministry.
You believe that
hold
they
on.
Did.
This
yeah,
is why
okay.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs should have been the ones to respond because they would have been aware.
Okay, so moving on with what I'm saying to you, recognizing the fact that no sovereign nation can go on another sovereign nation with their embassy or their consulate and simply internally dictate what they're going to do, what policies they're going to set, what policies they're going to execute without getting the frank and direct approval from the requisite personnel in that country. The embassy in the Bahamas, or embassies in the Bahamas, they're no different. They're on sovereign soil. I note that your caller before you went on your break, they talk one whole heap of nonsense. And let me tell you why I say that. Every time they made a statement, they said the embassy is a center. However, all they need is for the persons to come into the Bahamas. All they need is for the persons to come. That's the point. That is the point. You don't make policy that dictates within your own embassy what you're going to do without getting the approval of your partner who's hosting you in their country to determine if they are prepared to allow your traffic to come through their sovereign country, their sovereign airspace, to facilitate what you're trying to do in their sovereign nature. It makes absolutely no sense. We are not in Narnia. And the last point that I want to make, Cecil, with reference to this whole thing, is we are not operating a tuck shop, as the Indians say. We are operating a country, a nation, an independent country with a sovereign parliament, with a sovereign prime minister, with a sovereign minister of foreign affairs, with capable people, technocrats, et cetera, et cetera. You don't just go and make pronouncements without getting the specific approvals that you need to accommodate what it is you're trying to accommodate. Especially, okay, this is the last point, Cesar, okay, especially on the backdrop when your president already stated no one from their country is coming in, and you were still saying that you want us to facilitate them coming to our country for the specific purpose of interviewing or being interviewed in person to receive the exact thing that your president said he's not accommodating. And until he lifts that ban, they can have whatever date they want. Until the president of the United States lifts that ban, and it can be 2026. It don't have to be the first of November, Cecil.
Thank you very much.
That's something that you cannot make.
I agree. I'm still waiting for the State Department to talk about the doctors, if we can get those Cuban doctors. We still, the whole country waiting, even the Minister of Health. We're still pending. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes. You know, with all this going on, I am happy that the Prime Minister made the decision that he did. There was a caller who said, bring them in. And then if they don't get out of here in time, we must now go and fund them up. That's more money on us. I have been in the U.S. Embassy where they allow people to come in from Ukraine and all over Russia. And these people spend hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, to come to the Bahamas to go to the U.S. Embassy and were denied. And somebody working there, they said to me they deny them on a daily basis. So by the government saying to them, don't come, we ain't gonna let you in, that's actually helping them to save their money. Let them hold off until the U.S. president decides he is going to now take these people in his country. It ain't fair for us. Once they come and they be here for months, our government must now go and search for them to repatriate them. That don't make no sense. Let them stay home until the government is ready, okay, to take them in the USA. Ain't no guarantee. I watched them. I felt so sorry for this lady from Ukraine.
Ma'am, you said that you went and applied for the U.S. visa?
Hello?
You said you went to apply for a U.S. visa before?
No. I went to verify for my visa.
Did you pay any money to do that?
Hello?
Did you pay any money to do that?
What, my visa?
Yeah.
You had to pay $180.
And did they have, the U.S. visa had a choice to deny you or to accept you?
Yes, they have a choice.
So you believe that it was wrong for you to spend your money just because they could deny you? Or you say, man, I can apply despite?
Yeah, well, right now, they say it's a may or may not.
So that's the same thing with the other people, right?
And they don't take you in the country. It's a waste of money. Save your money.
So your money could have been a waste of money, that you're saying? That your $180 would have been a waste of money?
it's gone up to more than that now. Yes, it would have.
So you said no behemoth should apply because it should be a waste of money. It could be a waste of money.
Yes, it could be.
So don't apply no more as behemoths.
I ain't applying no more. I only apply to get that visa, but I have no intention. This is the first summer in my entire...
You shouldn't apply. You shouldn't have applied at all because you would have may have wasted that money. So good day, Mr. Nuri. Please inform Anton that the U.S. Embassy is sovereign U.S. soil, and they can say anything about what goes on in their compound. Now, how a person gets to the compound is an entirely different story. If we close our borders to Haitian, but the Haitian has a helicopter that can land in the U.S. Embassy compound, that helicopter has paid all the fees to fly through our airspace, then the Bahamian government has no say in the matter. Tell Anton, stop lotioning the PM. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Nuri, just give me 1 minute, right?
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead. We're giving everyone 30 seconds now. Go ahead. Speed it up.
No problem. Like the lady was saying, I think you got the wrong idea when you repeated something. She is trying to tell you that if you're here already in the Bahamas as a Bahamian, you're not wasting as much money to try and get
day money.
Rather than, pardon?
That's day money.
No, but then to have them travel here.
That's day money.
Knowing that they're not going to be accepted into the U.S.
That's
makes
day
no
money.
Sense to allow them here anyway.
That's their money.
It is their money, but this is our country.
Don't worry about their money.
Because I worry about my country.
Now, our immigration job is to make sure that they don't overstay. You give
our immigration
there?
Job is to make sure they don't come here, because when time to go back, we got to pay. Mr. Nuri, we ain't want that.
Okay.
Let them stay home. You know you're not going to America, so don't come.
Thank you,
Mr. Nuri.
Okay, then. Let's go to the next call. Let's squeeze all of them in, Kermit. 30 seconds, caller. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
Hey, Mr. Nuri, how are you today?
Doing well. Giving everyone 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Listen, I think the government had made the right decision, because if the U.S. The U.S. is not going to accept them, why allow them to come to the Bahamas on the premise that they're coming to go get a visa when it's already a no-no? Okay, it's not going
to
happen.
You know they had to make an appointment to go to the U.S. visa. These are people who the United States are considering.
The United States made a different decision since they made the appointment.
You know that they give a date to start this round. They said November 1st. There's a reason why they say November 1st and not tomorrow, no. They ain't saying tomorrow. They say September. Hold on. They say September, October, and November 1st we can start. There's a reason why they say they can start this on November 1st.
Yeah, I understand you, but aren't we a sovereign nation?
Definitely a sovereign nation, and we know that.
Our government have a right to make a decision, and I think it was a strategic decision to not cause a fall over the United States of America, and I think the right thing.
You know, come November 1st, our government more likely will say, yes, they can come in to go to the visa. That's the standard. Let's go to the next caller. Let's squeeze them in. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're trying to squeeze everyone in 30 seconds. Kermit, press the button, man. Go ahead, caller. Call Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Everybody gone? Okay. It's now 12 o'clock. Sorry, caller. You missed that 30 seconds time. We'll continue to have this conversation. We more likely can have this conversation again on Monday in terms of the U.S. Embassy and their sovereignty. Do they have sovereignty on that embassy? The Bahamas sovereignty, right? And then we're going to have the official position of the government of the Bahamas based on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, based on their communication with the U.S. Embassy, based on whether in the future we're not allowing no one from Haiti to apply for visa by an entry, or be just based on the rule now where the USN, we're not allowing any Haitian and various other immigrants into the United States. But come November 1st, what happens come November 1st when they start letting them in? Anyway, have a wonderful day. Enjoy your weekend.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.